Hello, listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Elena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so. Today, we are bringing you a special program. Stay tuned. The 31st intersessional meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of CARICOM held sessions this past Wednesday and Thursday in Bridgetown, Barbados, chaired by Mia Mottley, Prime Minister of Barbados. Participating CARICOM leaders addressed a wide variety of issues ranging from security to climate change, tourism, trade, blacklisting of some CARICOM states by the European Union, and even a regional approach to the coronavirus and other non-communicable diseases. Among documents issued at the end of the two-day meeting was a declaration in which the CARICOM heads of government reiterated their concern over the enhanced sanctions against Cuba by the Donald Trump administration, particularly implementation of Title III of the Helms-Burton Act, which strengthens the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade against the Caribbean state. CARICOM members denounced as unjustifiable the application of laws and measures of an extraterritorial nature that are contrary to international law. At the same time, they expressed their deep appreciation for the medical assistance provided by Cuba to the member states of the community over the years that has helped build their health sectors to the benefit and well-being of their people. They acknowledged that the Cuban health professionals sent to offer their services in CARICOM states have added tremendous value to improving the health and lives of CARICOM peoples. In the declaration, CARICOM repudiated the statement that the medical assistance provided by Cuba was a form of human trafficking. High on the agenda of this week's CARICOM meeting in Barbados was the issue of security. More specifically, the priority actions to strengthen regional law enforcement cooperation and coordination among CARICOM states. Upon expressing deep concern about the continuing high rates of crime and violence in the community, the CARICOM leaders agreed to address the matter as a public health issue. The meeting agreed to hold a summit of member states on the issue and a regional multidisciplinary partnership in Trinidad and Tobago in early April. The heads of government also agreed that enhanced security would include measures to assist in minimizing the risk of importation of the coronavirus COVID-19. On this issue, CARICOM Secretary General Ambassador Irwin LaRocque commended the health emergency response mechanism engineered by the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARFA, to keep the community free of the novel coronavirus. Secretary General LaRocque said the interagency collaboration that is taking place is another example of the coordination required to address the challenges to integration. The CARICOM leaders expressed their empathy and support for China as it continues in its efforts to contain the virus. They noted that the virus does not affect people on the basis of ethnicity and hence discouraged any xenophobic or racist commentary or actions. Although the World Health Organization, WHO, has deemed the risk of COVID-19 to the Caribbean as low, the community has adopted a proactive approach to the threat by boosting ports of entry screening, enhancing medical quarantines, and increasing public awareness to combat misinformation on the virus, as well as increasing general knowledge on preventing respiratory infections. CARICOM heads welcomed the efforts by China to assist students and other CARICOM citizens in that country who cannot return home at this time, and also welcomed the offer by China to provide support to the region to address potential gaps in their response should any case of the coronavirus be found. They mandated the CARICOM Secretariat in collaboration with CARFA to explore the offer from China. You're tuning in to Radio Havana, Cuba, and we are presenting a special edition of our weekly segment on the Caribbean region, what we call here the Caribbean Outlook Show. During the 31st intersessional meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of CARICOM, held this past Wednesday and Thursday in Bridgetown, Barbados, the CARICOM leaders also reviewed progress of the CARICOM single market and economy, expressing their determination to increase the pace of implementation, taking into account the financial and human resources constraints. They agreed to establish a prime ministerial subcommittee to review implementation, financing, and institutional arrangements for governance. The subcommittee would submit recommendations to the Conference of Heads of State of CARICOM in July this year, 2020. Among documents signed at the two-day CARICOM meeting was a memorandum of understanding between the Caribbean community and the government of the United Arab Emirates for the establishment of a consultation and cooperation mechanism. And of course, the participating regional leaders in this week's intersessional meeting of the Conference of Heads of State of CARICOM emphasized the need for the community to act in concert in order to overcome the challenges posed both within and from outside of the region. The theme of CARICOM as a family was a common issue in all the presentations. Addressing the meeting, outgoing CARICOM Chairman Alan Chastanet, Prime Minister of St. Lucia, emphasized the importance of acting cooperatively to face common problems.
A great example of our regionalism working is in our approach to the spread of the coronavirus. As many of you are aware, a week ago, St. Lucia was on high alert, and thankfully for the RSS stepped in to help carry our samples to CAFA for immediate testing, and they quickly came back to us with news that we were coronavirus free. I cannot say to you what a relief it was to the people of St. Lucia. We're so thankful as a nation to the RSS and CAFA for going above and beyond. This reminds us of the importance of being part of a union, being part of a group that in times of emergency have your back. You and St. Lucia's back, and thank you. This is what being part of CARICOM is all about. I say again that as the elected leaders, we must be prepared to rise to the various challenges that confront us. And like our forefathers, we must inspire our citizens by finding the solutions to counteract them. The time has come when we should be stepping up the regional integration pedal a little more to bring greater benefits and opportunities for all. So let us move more purposefully and decisively in advancing in the cause of this movement and implement those measures that will serve to guarantee its future and the future of our people in the whole.
Meanwhile, the new CARICOM chairperson, Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley, also emphasized the importance of regional integration as a way to address the Caribbean islands' challenges.
This is a critical, critical moment for us as a community to understand that whether the challenges be with respect to chronic NCDs, which is the insidious killer among too many of our people, or whether the challenge be the more talked about and definite existential crisis of climate, affecting us not just through hurricanes as it literally has torn many of our countries apart, from Dorian with Bahamas to Maria and Irma, with Dominica and Antigua and Barbuda and the British Virgin Islands and too many of our countries to mention, or whether it is violence that has genuinely become a public health disorder with a level of killings across our community that is unacceptable for any community, any part of the world, or whether it is the challenges to our fiscal sovereignty, or whether it is the challenges to multilateralism that are taken and making aim at the integrity of our freedom of association as small groupings, we have to determine how best to confront these challenges. I believe, on behalf of the people of Barbados, that there is always strength in unity. We ought to be able to find the resolve to understand that we meet here today not because we share a common ideology, but we meet here today because we are family. We are kith and kin. And whether it is at the level of countries or it is at the level of homes and communities, being kith and kin must stand for something. We will not always have sunny days, but it is when the days are cloudy that we determine how best to move forward with the character that defines us as being resilient and as being able to reach the mountaintop in spite of the valleys that we have to traverse on our way to the mountaintop.
Established in 1973, the Caribbean community CARICOM includes Anguilla, Antigua and Barbuda, Bahamas, Barbados, Belize, British Virgin Islands, Cayman Islands, Dominica, Haiti, Jamaica, Grenada, Guyana, Montserrat, St. Lucia, Suriname, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Turks and Caicos, and Trinidad and Tobago. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. Until next time.